Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started.
Good morning. Happy Monday. I pray that you all are well and in good spirits and are excited about a new week and a new Monday as we dive into God's Word for a time of devotion and prayer. So I had a title when I was starting today's devotional, which was Preparing for New Experiences. And then God directed me into breaking down Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. So with the help of the Holy Spirit, I'm sure this is all going to flow in some capacity. But it's also just great to see how we can start with something and how the Holy Spirit leads us into something else. And it all may be a part of the same topic, but just leading us into breaking down or seeing something from a different perspective or focusing on one area before we can get to the next area. So if you have your Bibles, please open them to Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. So one thing, or one of the greatest things about life is that each day brings about new experiences, and we may not know what is to come, but we know that God knows, and that alone should give us comfort. It should help us to also be content as well, because even though we don't know, we can find comfort and contentment in the fact that God knows. So we may not know what the day may bring. We may not know what the week may bring, or even the month, or even the season that we're entering, and even the seasons that are coming up as well. So we may not know what they hold, but either way, we still can be prepared for them. And it's like, well, how can you be prepared for something that you don't even know is coming? But two of the greatest ways to prepare for anything is to be prepared in prayer and to be prepared to engage in warfare. So some days may be filled with joy. Some days may be filled with happiness. Some days may be filled with laughter and even an abundance of blessings, or even just blessings. And the thing is, when our days are not so good, or we experience depression or loneliness or sadness or heartache, or whether it be trauma or loss or struggles or trials or tribulations, even sicknesses, we then begin to think that we aren't blessed or that we aren't receiving God's blessings. So what God led me to was to break down the meaning of blessed. And blessed means happy, it means happiness, and it also means contentment. So we're going to go ahead and read Psalm 1, 1 through 2. And starting at verse 1, it reads, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night." So let's kind of talk about blessed. So blessed means to speak well of. It also means to praise, to celebrate with praises, to invoke blessings upon a person. It can mean to consecrate a thing with solemn prayers, to ask God's blessings on a thing. And it also can mean to cause to prosper or to make happy, to bestow blessings on, or even the highest good that you could ever experience. So let's break down these two short verses that have so much in them. So it states who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, but walks on the path with God. So they're pretty much telling us a way to walk and a way not to walk. And we know that as believers that we are to walk on the path that God has for us. So if you want to experience blessings, if you want to experience happiness, you want to experience contentment, you have to be on the right path with God. And just because you're on the right path with God, that does not necessarily mean, or not even necessarily, it does not mean that you are exempt from warfare. That does not mean that you are exempt from attacks of the enemy. That is why it is important, if you go back to what I stated in the beginning, to be prepared in prayer and to be prepared for warfare as well. So if you're on the right path with God, what should you be doing? Reading his word, praying, and being prepared for warfare. So those are the three things that you should be doing as you are on the right path with God. So this psalm tells us what we should do, but it also tells us what we should not do. And we know that we should walk on the path with God and not on the path with the ungodly. So we know how we should walk, but it also tells us how we should not walk as well. So let's go back to the first few verses. So who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. So the way we should not walk, a path we should not stand in, and a seat that we should not be sitting in. So this determines righteousness and unrighteousness, whether you're going to be a righteous person or unrighteous person, whether you're going to live godly or if you are going to live ungodly. So obviously stepping outside of God's path is going to lead you to sin. So then one sin leads to another sin, and now we have opened the door for the enemy to come in and to attack our lives. We are literally inviting sin. We are literally inviting the enemy into our lives because of the sins that we are engaged in. So if we are to prepare for warfare, the last thing we need to be doing is inviting the devil into our lives willingly. So being mindful of our path that we're on, being mindful of the actions that we're taking as well. So we need to be closing the door to sin, not welcoming it into our lives. So if you are surrounded by bad or ungodly counsel, then you are soon to act upon evil and sin. So instead, we are to seek godly counsel. We are to seek God's word, and we are to seek God above all things. We know that God has given us godly counsel here on this earth, which is great. But first and foremost, making sure that we are seeking God and seeking his word and what it is that he wants to direct and guide us to do, and then going to godly counsel. So we know that sometimes our friends or people surrounding us may not always be that godly counsel. They may be someone who is a great listening ear, but we have to be mindful in determining whether it's godly or ungodly. So we can't continue to seek advice and direction from everybody. So as I look back on my life, I know that there are some friendships that I don't have right now. But if I look back during those times, and it was vice versa, asking them for advice or direction or opinions, and not always giving the best advice. And I say not the best advice. It may feel as though it's good because it's what you want to do. It's what your flesh wants you to do. But is it truly what God wants you to do? So making sure that we are able to decipher between the two, and always knowing that God and his word is the perfect advice that we could ever seek and get. And also knowing that we have the Holy Spirit as our counselor as well. So just as we have a path, we know that sinners have a path as well, and we are not to stand on that path. So you have a choice in which route, you have a choice in which direction, you have a choice in which path you are going to be on. So sometimes the ungodly counsel tells us what we want to hear. They may validate things that we're feeling or that we want to do or how we want to respond. But like I said, it's not always what's right, especially if it is fleshly driven. So taking what may seem to be a harder route, it may not always be easy. It may not always be the most appealing route. Many times it will be the road less traveled. But knowing that it can lead to blessings, it can lead to happiness, and it can lead to contentment and also obedience as well, because we're obeying what God wants us to do. We're obeying what his word states as well. So determining whether you're going to do it God's way or if you're going to do it the fleshly way. So that means doing what God says, even when sometimes you may not understand God's ways, you may not understand God's purposes. It's the many times where I've had plans where I may have wanted to go a specific route because I thought that that was best and couldn't understand why doors kept being closed, but it was because that was my route that I wanted to take, but not necessarily the route that God wanted me to be on. And we know that God's plans are better than anything that we can ever do or plan for ourselves. So it is best to just be obedient to what He's leading and guiding us to, even when sometimes it doesn't make sense, even when sometimes God isn't giving us the whole entire route or path or vision of what's ahead. And I know sometimes we want to have the big picture. We may have the big picture, but we want to know every single step, step A through Z, and we don't want to move until we know all steps. And many times God wants us to take that first step and then He'll lead us into the next one. So going back to Psalm, so we've talked about not walking in the counsel of ungodly, not standing in the path of sinners, and also not, it says, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. So that's pretty much those who are in a position where they are criticized and where they are mocking, things that we should not be doing. So just being mindful of what a path in a direction being led by God, or the path that God wants us to be on, how that is different from the path of the ungodly, the path of the unrighteous, the path of the sinners. Granted, we all sin in some capacity, but that should not be a lifestyle that we are engaging in. And the more that we lean towards God and His word and prayer and His direction, it will help to keep us from those things that are not of and like Him. So even in the midst of being obedient, we know that there is joy in obedient, joy in obeying God's word as well. So in all of this, we also have to be mindful of who is influencing us. And that even goes for people we may not even know personally. And it may sound a little weird, but we know that we follow many people on social media. And everyone on social media isn't necessarily on a godly route or a righteous route or path. And just because we may see things that they are doing and they are successful in it does not necessarily mean that those things are coming from God. So we have to be mindful of not just the people in our inner circle who we are going to for counsel, but even those around us who have an impact or some type of influence in our lives. And it even goes for what you are consuming on a day-to-day basis as well, from social media, from TV, from books, and things like that as well. So that is the first part of Psalm chapter 1. And then the second part is making sure that we are being faithful in God's word, which is one thing that is preparing us for blessings, right? It states, but His delight is in the law of the Lord, and His law He meditates day and night. We know that we are to meditate on God's word both day and night, and then we will be successful and prosperous. I think sometimes we forget that part in scripture, but making sure that we are being prepared for this journey that we're on, being prepared for new blessings, new experiences, and I don't want to necessarily say a new path, but the path that God guides us on, there's new experiences on a daily basis, on a day-to-day basis. So making sure that we are clinging to God, that we're clinging to His word, that we are seeking Him in prayer, that we're seeking Him by studying and reading His word as well. And even in doing those things, being prepared for warfare as well. So if you are even able to have discernment, and even praying for discernment and what's godly, what's ungodly, what's righteous, what's not righteous, what's the path that you should be on, what's the path that you should not be on as well, and making sure you're staying in prayer and preparing for warfare. So I think next week I may break it down a little bit more in regards to being prepared in prayer and being prepared for warfare. So I think this is a starter point for at least getting us on the right path and what we should be doing. So obviously there's two paths that we can choose in life, and prayerfully we are on the right path and choosing the path that God has for us, and even knowing how we can receive blessings. When you are in God's word, you are blessed. When you are on the path that God wants you to be on, then you can be blessed, just because things may not necessarily be going the way that you want them to be going, even though they may not be going in a way that feels good, or if that feels good for you right now, that doesn't necessarily mean that God isn't
isn't blessing you. Every day that God allows you to open your eyes and wake up and have breath in your body is a blessing within itself. So like I said, I think we'll touch a little bit more on prayer and warfare next week. But as we go into this week, just being mindful to continue to seek God in his word, both day and night, and making sure that we are seeking him for direction and prayer as well. So that is our time for devotion on today. We will go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. So asking if you all could humble your hearts and minds as we go before the Lord in prayer. If you have any thing on your heart or any prayers that you need prayer for, feel free to pray them out loud. You can even put them in the chat. I know many of you messaged them to me afterwards as well. So we will go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, Lord, even when we may not even feel that we are blessed, oh God. So I ask even now that you will begin to open our eyes and even open our hearts for us to be able to see, for us to be able to acknowledge the blessings that you have bestowed upon us and the blessings that you keep showering upon us each and every day, Lord. Sometimes when we think of being blessed, we think of material things, but we know that there are many blessings that outweigh any material thing that we can have in this world, oh God. So first and foremost, we just want to thank you for even allowing us to be able to be here in your presence, oh God. We thank you, Father, for meeting us here in this hour, oh God. We thank you, Father, for even waking us up on this morning, oh God, because you did not have to do that, Lord. We thank you for the breath that is in our bodies even right now, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the ability to be able to come to you, in prayers, to come to you with a grateful heart, oh God, even asking you right now, Father, to humble our hearts before you right now, Lord. We thank you that we have the freedom to come to you, oh God. We thank you that there's freedom in Christ, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we have your word. We thank you for the word that you have given us even on today, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the season that you have us in right now, oh God. Even if it's uncomfortable, Lord, even if it's challenging, oh God, even when we don't know what's ahead, even when we don't know what this path is going to bring, oh God, but we thank you, Father, knowing the fact that if we stay on the path that you want us to be on, oh God, if we remain obedient, oh God, if we live according to your word, if we live according to your way, oh God, we will experience blessings like never before, oh God. So we thank you, Father, for everything that you are even preparing us for, oh God. We thank you, Father, for everything that is to come, oh God. And we ask that where we are right now, Father, that you will help us not to miss what it is that you're trying to teach us, oh God. Help us not to miss what it is that we are to learn in this season, Lord. Many times we're so quick to get to the next thing, oh God, that we haven't mastered what it is that you're trying to teach us, what you want us to be able to discern, the knowledge that you want to give us, the wisdom that you want to impart into us right now, Father. So help us not to get ahead of you, oh God. Help us not to move ahead of you, oh God. But help us to stay on the path that you have created for us, oh God. Father, we know that in this world that it is easy to live an unrighteous life, oh God. But many may think that it is difficult to live a life that's righteous, Father. But one thing we must know, Lord, is that we have to separate ourselves from this world. We have to separate ourselves from the things of this world. So we thank you, Father. We ask that you will help us not to be conformed of this world, oh God. Help us to live according to what your word says and not what this world says, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will surround us with godly influence, oh God. Even help us, Lord, to be mindful of the things that we are consuming on a day-to-day basis, oh God. Help us to be mindful of the things that we are allowing to enter into our minds, enter into our thoughts, oh God, as those things begin to manifest into our lives, Lord. We only want the manifestation of your blessings, oh God, what you desire for us to have, oh God. If it's not of you, oh God, we don't want it, Father. And if it's not of you, oh God, we ask, Lord, that you will make it plain and clear to us, oh God. Open our eyes, Father, because we know that the enemy is a deceiver, oh God. He's a master of lies, oh God. He's a master of deception, oh God. And if we don't know what your word says, oh God, we will be deceived of what he tries to place on our path, Lord. So open our eyes, oh God, even open our spiritual ears, oh God. Allow us to be able to hear and discern the things that are of you and the things that are not of you, oh God. We know, Lord, that you have given us free will, that we have a choice. You are not going to force yourself upon us, oh God. So I ask, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will give us all the ability, Father, to just have a mind and a heart that is driven by you, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will even set us on fire for you, oh God, where we don't want to seek anything if it's not from you, oh God, that it doesn't matter if we see other people succeeding in the blessings, quote unquote, that they may be experiencing, oh God. Help us to know if they're coming from you or not, Lord, so that we aren't making other people and things idols in our lives, Lord. If it's not of you, Lord, we don't want it. Continue to guide us and lead us on the path that you have destined for us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for keeping us safe, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe in the midst of everything that's going on around us, Lord. I ask, Father, that you will continue to send forth your angels to watch over us, oh God, to guard us, oh God, to guide us, Father, on the path of righteousness, Lord. I ask, Father, that you will keep us away from all hurt, harm, and danger, oh God. We know that you have a plan for our life, oh God, but we know that the enemy does as well. So we ask, Lord, that you will help us to be prepared in prayer, Father, where we wake up and the first thing that we do is that we call upon you, oh God, that we thank you for keeping us, oh God, that we thank you, Father, for sustaining us, oh God, that we thank you, Father, for being our provider, oh God, that we thank you, Father, for being our way maker, oh God, that we thank you, Father, for being our promise keeper, oh God. Let those be the first things and the thoughts on our minds and on our lips, oh God, opposed to reaching to our phones for social media and other things, Lord. Help us to give you the glory, oh God. Help us to give you the honor and the praise that you are due, oh God. Help us to have grateful and thankful hearts, Lord. We are thanking you and praising you throughout the day, oh God. But we're even thanking you, Father, when things don't look good. When we're thanking you, Father, when we don't know how we're going to get out of certain situations, oh God. But we're thanking you, Father, that you have already given us deliverance, oh God. Thanking you that we even have the ability to come to you, Father, to deliver us even from the things that we're even struggling with right now, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are everything that we need. Anything that we need that we can find in you, oh God, and that you will supply it, oh God. We thank you, Father, that your word states that you shall supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, Lord. So help us to be reminded of what your word states, oh God. When we grow weary, Father, guide us back to you, oh God. Guide us back to what your word states, oh God. Whatever season that any person is in right now, Father, I ask that you guide them to your word, that you guide them to a promise that they can stand on in this season, oh God, that they may be anchored in your word, Father, that they may be anchored in your promises, Father. So we thank you in advance for the blessings that we're getting ready to receive, oh God. But in order for us to receive them, we know, Lord, that some blessings are conditional. Some blessings are dependent upon our obedience and what we're doing and what we're not doing, Father. So help us also to be mindful of that, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are a God who pours out your blessings for us, Lord. But help us not to hold those blessings back from ourselves, Lord. We ask, Father, that you will continue to keep your hand upon us, oh God. That you will continue to keep your hand upon this world, Father. We pray, Father, for healing for this nation, oh God. We continue to seek you for healing, oh God. We thank you for the healing that we have already been able to witness, oh God. And we thank you for the healing that we may not even have been able to witness with our own eyes, oh God. But we know who you are. We know that you are a healer, oh God. We know that you are the ultimate healer, Lord. So any person that is struggling and needing healing right now, oh God, and not just physical healing, oh God, emotional healing, oh God, psychological healing, oh God, we ask, Father, that you will heal them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will even heal them spiritually, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will heal their hearts right now, oh God, that you heal their bodies right now, Father, that you heal their minds right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that there's nothing that's too difficult or too hard for you to do, oh God. So we seek healing for this world. We seek healing in the midst of a pandemic, oh God. We seek healing as COVID numbers are still rising, oh God. We seek healing as people are still losing their lives to this virus, oh God. But we still trust and believe in you, oh God. We ask that during this time that we may draw closer to you and not away from you, oh God. We know that many churches are still closed, oh God, but we know, Father, that the church is open because we are the church. We are the body of Christ, oh God. We thank you, Father, that your word is available, that we don't have to wait to go into a sanctuary, oh God, to feel your presence, oh God, to hear a word, Father, that we can open up our Bibles, Father, and you can guide us to what it is that you want us to meditate on. So we thank you, Lord. We ask that you will continue to lead us on this week. Order our steps, Father. Whenever we stray away, Lord, I ask that you will convict us immediately, oh God. And even in the midst of that conviction, Father, I ask that you will help us to be obedient to that, where we are turning away from the things that are not like you, oh God. We come before you right now, Father, even repenting, oh God, repenting from things that we have done, things that we have said, things that we have acted upon, oh God, even things that we've done, whether it be knowingly or unknowingly, oh God, whether it had been intentionally or not intentionally, Father, bring those things to our minds even right now, oh God, how we've responded to certain situations, oh God, the thoughts that we've thought, oh God, the mindsets that we've had, the words that we've spoken, oh God. We repent right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We truly repent, Father, and not just speaking and saying that we repent, oh God, but help us by way of your Holy Spirit, oh God, to truly turn away from those things, Lord. Anything that's keeping us from you, Father. Anything that's keeping us away from you, Father, anything that's keeping us from the path that you desire for us to be on, Lord, we ask, Father, that you will expose it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, Father, that you will uproot everything out of our lives, oh God, everything even out of our mindsets, oh God, even from our views and our perspectives, oh God, expose those things, oh God, uproot them, Father, and replace them, Lord, with things that are of you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this hour. We thank you for what you're doing, even when we don't understand it, Lord. We know that this season, not just that we are in personally, but the season that this world is in, the season that this nation is in, oh God, that it's for a reason and it's for a purpose, oh God. And I pray, Lord, that during this time that we are truly guided closer to you, oh God, that we are developing even a more intimate relationship with you, Father, and not straying away, Lord. We know that our time here is limited on this earth, oh God. So may we do and fulfill every purpose and plan that you desire for us, Lord. We thank you, we praise you, and we ask all these things in your precious Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.